A tornado intercept vehicle was outside of Atwood Memorial Center Wednesday afternoon. It was used in the new IMAX film Tornado Alley to capture video from inside of tornadoes. The film is opening at the Science Museum of Minnesota on September 28th. Meteorologist and Discovery Channel storm chaser Brandon Ivey says that being in a tornado is a chaotic experience.
Being inside a tornado is very chaotic. You know, your ears will pop usually due to the pressure drop, depending on the strength of the tornado. The stronger tornadoes we get in, you know, you can feel that pressure in your ears. The vehicle shakes. It's a very violent shaking, but it happens real fast. The tornadoes, you know, are usually moving 30, 40 miles an hour. A lot of them we've intercepted are maybe 50 to 100 yards at the base. So impact time's maybe only around 5-6 seconds, you know, where it moves over the vehicle and then it's gone. But the sound of it, you know, is like a roar. I always kind of relate it to if you went to Niagara Falls and you were standing at the base of Niagara Falls, kind of that loud roar and that rush of the water that you would hear. But with a tornado, you know, it's the rushing and the roar of the wind in a sense.
The Tornado Intercept Vehicle, or TIV-2, is a one-of-a-kind vehicle.
This is a one-of-a-kind vehicle. There's another version of the TIV, TIV-1, that was based off of a Ford F-450 frame. This TIV-2 model is based off of a 2007 Dodge 3500 truck. But these are one-of-a-kind vehicles. They're basically trucks that are stripped down to the chassis, and then this elaborate tank, if you will, is built on that truck frame, you know, for the protection of getting close to violent tornadoes and then being able to drive into the weaker end tornadoes.
The TIV has a 92-gallon gas tank and gets about 11 miles to the gallon, which is pretty good for weighing 7 tons.
It allows us to be safe in intercepting tornadoes by the fact that it weighs 7 tons. It has flaps that can lower on hydraulic beams that prevent wind from getting underneath the vehicle. And then we also have a spiking system that will allow us to plant the vehicle into the ground as long as we're not on pavement. The front spikes will go into the ground a little over 3 feet, and we have 2 spikes on the rear that will go in a little over 2 feet.
Reporting for KVSC, I'm Justice Sanchez.